46:30, season 3, episode 2.
I would really like it if we had a jingle.
A jingle?
Well, you know, like an opening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we did we not? The very first episode had a jingle, but then we just haven't used it ever since.
Did it? I don't even remember
one,
that.
Episode 1 had some music that we were using as a...
As a jingle?
As a sort of jingle thing, yeah, yeah.
Was it Faust?
It wasn't. It was one of your jazz things, one of your crazy jazz things.
Ah, I don't even remember that. But I think that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Next time.
What have you been up to?
The Christmas special, we could do that.
No, listen, what have you been up to?
I've actually got some stuff to tell you.
Okay, go for it.
Stuart Cosgrove.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The broadcaster and the writer.
Yeah, yeah, I know Stuart, of course.
Came
here
on Friday night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I interviewed him in front of a studio audience.
Oh, yeah. What, like David Dimbleby or someone?
A bit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Except it was me panicky asking questions. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, him talking about things and little snippets from the depths of my brain coming out and like remembering little bits about music and able to keep a conversation going. I really enjoyed it. He's written a book. Sorry, this is not... I'm not publicising his books.
No, it's all right. You're just chatting.
I'm just going to show you. He's written a book called Hey America, The Epic Story of Black Music in the White House. And it's about... it's about that. It's about soul and...
stuff. Okay, well, look.
And how politicians have used soul music in America.
Okay. So are you selling this here then?
I bought 5 copies of him.
So you're selling it in the shop?
Yeah, I've got some downstairs, yeah.
It's pretty cool, man. This place is turning into a bookshop.
We've got some books. Had the Book of the Gales.
Listen.
Sold out of Book of the Gales.
I'll bring you some more Book of the Gales. If you're a listener and you want to buy something for somebody, you could come here. Because you get, what have you got? Alcohol, books.
Yeah.
And vinyl. And
yeah, yeah. Stuff that I've
already... And soon you're going to have macaroni pies.
Macaroni pies?
But they're not here yet.
No. Well, they might be by the time Envy's listened to this.
Macaroni pie, that's just like pasta in a pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, right, so Stuart Cosgrove told me so many good stories, but there's one that I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I might, if I can remember any of the others.
Okay.
He was the first Scottish person to go to Howard University in America. And he was over there. He was working for a guy called John Anderson, who ran this place.
Hang on, who was the first Scottish person to go to Howard University?
Stuart Cosgrove. How on
earth,
he was.
How on earth can he know that? When did Howard University start?
I don't know. I mean, you can't take away the foundation of the story.
Was that the main part of the story?
No.
Okay, we'll carry on then.
That was an aside.
Okay, well, look, he's not here to defend himself, so I won't say anything.
I'll look into it.
No, you ask him. We should get him on the podcast.
Yeah, well, I thought he would have been really good. I did actually think that. But I'm gonna use one of his stories.
Okay,
and regale you with one of his stories,
And that'll be cheaper than paying him to come on the podcast.
Exactly. Anyway, so he was in this bar in America, and a woman came up to him and said, "Are you Scottish?" And he said, "Yeah. How do you know?" And she said, "She was from Aberdeen, and he looked a bit Scottish." And she said, "Oh, come over and meet my husband." And her husband was this guy called Frankie Gaye, and they ended up being friends. They went to his house. Frankie Gaye was Marvin Gaye's brother.
Oh, okay.
And he had served in the Vietnam War. And Stuart was shown the letters between Frankie and Marvin. And it was, the letters basically contained the lyrics to What's Going On.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was, you know, it would start off with Brother, Brother, What's Going On.
And
so the album itself was formed out of the letters between the two brothers.
Wow.
So there's the general thing that's thought about that album is that it was a fictionalized account of a Vietnam veteran returning home. Hmm. Actually, it was real.
Wow. I thought
it was pretty good.
No, that's a great story. That's a great story. And have you shaved your eyebrows off?
No, I just pluck them.
Have you really been plucking your eyebrows?
No, mine are just not that hairy.
Right.
Yours are getting hairier.
Yeah, yeah.
We know that.
Yeah, mine are getting quite crazy.
They're getting long.
Yeah.
Mine are not hairy. They're just very... they've always been like that.
No,
I actually think they're getting thinner.
Yeah, no, I think they're getting thinner. Look as though you've had an accident over the gas fire or something.
I'm losing patches of hair on my leg as well.
Oh.
I'm getting like bald patches on my leg.
Cool. Well, I hope this show isn't too erotic for you. And what's that? Oh, you've got a record lined up. What's that?
This one.
£60, it says. It says Smokestick. Smokestack, oh. Andrew Hill. Is that what you're playing now?
Yeah, it's Andrew Hill from the Smokestack album on Blue Note. I think it came out in 1964. No, that price is $60.
$60, not £60.
From a long time ago. I'm going to play Wailing Wall.
Okay.
This is Andrew Hill on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Eddie Kahn on bass, and Roy Hums on drums.
Thank you.
Dein Blick
That was the wee Nico lass with Conig from is that Camera Obscura, the album, that one?
I don't know. What period is it?
Mid-80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a soft spot for Nico.
Yeah. You played a David Bowie song of hers.
The amazing version of Heroes.
Yeah. Which, do you remember it got laughed out of the room? Do you remember a guy sent us a film of it coming on and everyone in the room laughing at it so much that his stereo walked up and walked out of the room?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, but I have also played it to a group of, I don't know, about 100 relatively young people, and they all danced.
100 relatively young people. Stephen's boasting, pretending that he's played music in front of 100 relatively young people.
Well, younger than me, anyway.
Younger than us. Well, good for them.
So this is also somebody that's younger than us. This is Music for the Moon and the Trees, and it's by Morgan Szymanski.
Okay.
And Tommy Perman. Morgan is a Mexican man.
Tommy Perman, that's the name I know.
Tommy Perman lives nearby.
Oh, right, okay. All right, that's what we know about him, because you were just telling me about it whilst the other song was going.
Anyway, I think this is probably one of my favourite albums of this year.
Can I see the cover?
Just like a lot of albums, I can only listen to one side of it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good move, just listening to one side of an album. Yeah, do you know the band The Roaches?
Yeah, you've played them. Is it Sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, they are really good. I was going to say, that's what I did with one of their albums, but I cracked and I listened to the other side and it's just as good. So
no, there's not.
There's an album called Can We Go Home Now.
Hang on, I've turned that down.
So this is Blackford Hill. So this is an Edinburgh thing, right?
Yeah.
Blackford Hill, is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. But I got when it arrived in the post, it came from Norwich.
Norwich. It's the new Edinburgh.
I once stole a record from a record shop in Norwich.
Oh, yeah.
And I did it because I went into the shop and, you know, when record shop people are really rude to you.
Yeah.
Well, the guy was really rude to me.
Yeah.
And then he left. He just walked away, left the store.
When I was in the... I
took a Thelonious Monk record and just walked out with it.
When I was in Denmark recently, my daughter asked for a day looking around record shops. She's of that age. So I said, yeah, sure, I can do that. And we went into all the different types of record shops, including the nice, clean ones run by people who have shaved and things, you know, where you can hear the music. But unfortunately, we also went into one which was just like a house of records had collapsed. And it was just piles and piles of vinyl sliding on top of everything.
Yeah.
With an incredibly hairy man behind the counter listening to really dull white rhythm and blues, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Too loud, you know.
Yeah.
And he kept on asking me what I was looking for. I said, it's okay, man, I'm just browsing. And he asked me again. I'm totally fine, I'm just browsing. And then he said it once more, and he looked at me in a sort of evil way. So I walked up to him and said, have you got anything by maybe the South African jazz guitarist, Philip Debane? And he looked at me, and I said, I don't know, it might be in the world music section. And he said, all of the music in here comes from the world. And then he turned around and he never saw me again. I mean, he never looked at me, you know. So, but we didn't steal anything. But my daughter did say, that guy was an idiot. And that was probably the only shop I was going to buy something from. Because I had a huge section about The Cure, who she quite likes.
But you didn't buy anything?
No, we didn't buy anything because he was so rude. We just walked out laughing. Audibly laughing.
The thing is, with record shop people, they do tend to be more rude than other people.
But in the old days, they were. Yeah. But now they figure that record shops must survive by a rope and a thread or whatever the thing is. You know?
Most people, if you know, it's not very busy here. But when people come in to look at the records...
You laugh at them.
No, but there's a real... record...
You throw darts at them.
Record people, you know, it's a certain type of person. They don't look at you.
Yeah.
And they run over to the records. They kind of scurry over to the records and they flick the records.
Yeah.
Without saying hello to anyone,
yeah.
Just because it's like that's the only bit they feel safe at.
Yeah, absolutely. Browse
their
they don't want to talk to some guy, and they don't want some guy saying, "Oh, can I help you?"
No, because I'm here to look at records. Are you going to do the record looking for
me? I was in a shop. I've been in the same shop 2 weeks in a row. I'm not going to mention the shop. And actually 3 weeks in a row because it's fallen into a something that's going on.
What city is it in?
I can't say anything about it. Basically, I'm doing something with one of my children. I'm taking them somewhere.
Okay.
And whilst they're there, so I'm going Dundee. Somewhere like Dundee.
Yeah.
And I went to the shop and the third
13
week,
records.
The third week in a row.
13 or Asai.
The person started talking to me and now I can never go back into that shop. It's just like, why did you do that? I was enjoying coming into this shop and now I can never go back in. You know, it's just like, ah.
Yeah, because every time you have to go in, you have to go and make small talk.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look in the window and make sure the guy's not working. Or maybe I could phone up and say there's a fire at his house and then just go in.
There's a fire in your house, but leave the shop open.
I'll play a song.
Okay. Thank you. That was Scatolites, Don Drummond with Alipang.
What was Don Drummond's instrument? Was it trombone?
Yeah, that's what I always thought. I could be wrong, though, but that's what I always thought.
That's what I was... I just had a mind blank and I was thinking, was it trombone or tuba?
I thought... No, it wasn't tuba. I don't know. It may have been tuba. And what was that you played before? Because that was really good.
Yeah, it was. It's from Blackford Hill Audio.
Okay.
And it's Morgan Szymanski and Tommy Perman.
Okay.
It's really good. So Morgan's a kind of classical guitarist and Tommy is electronics. And they recorded it in Kinrosher in 2019.
And Tommy Perman is a name I know not because you were talking about him just beforehand, but because he was in a band called Found, which was part of the Fence thing years and years and years ago, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that makes sense. I am going to play... Oh, no, I'm not going to play. I thought I was going to play... We'll see if I can find it. I have a new album coming out, and that's what I'm going to play a track from. I'm on tour from the 9th of December. Some of the gigs have sold out. Durham, which has sold out. Oxford has sold out. Winchester, Birmingham, Ipswich.
Is Ipswich sold out?
I don't think those three have sold out. And then...
Nope, that's because nobody lives in Ipswich.
And then Stockholm and Malmo, which have sold out. So, yeah, come and see me in December if you want to. If I can find it, I'm going to play a new song. But it's saying there's no song. But it could be because I went through my phone and deleted everything yesterday.
Have you... when did you record this new album?
I recorded it over in Stockholm with the Secondhand Orchestra just under a year ago. That's how long it takes.
Yeah. So it was recorded in 2021?
Yeah. No, it was January, beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't find the song I was going to play, which is ridiculous. But maybe I'll cut this bit off.
Do you want me to play a song just now? I'll play a really long song.
Who are you going to play?
While you're getting ready. This is Andrew Vasilik from the Hearing the Water Before Seeing the Falls album.
Right, I'm very excited to hear this because I haven't heard this yet. As you know, I really rate Andrew's work. I think he's a very interesting arranger and composer.
Yeah.
So I've been looking forward to... And in fact, I'm going to buy this album at some point, so I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Just don't buy this pressing of it.
This year, out of all the years, I wish to share.
So what was that? That was Andrew Vasilik and Co.
Yep.
And what was the track on that one?
That song was called "Dreamt in the Current of Leafless Winter." It's on Clay Pipe Music.
And
Clay Pipe's a really nice record label with lovely artwork and badges and things.
The artwork looks amazing. And inside the artwork, there's a sheet of their previous releases, and I believe the lady who runs it does all the covers.
Yeah.
And they all look amazing as well, don't they, really?
Yeah, they do.
So, well done them. That's us run out of time, because that track was so long.
Yeah, jeez.
Not going to try any others. Thank you for listening, everyone. And, I hope, I don't know, I hope you're enjoying 4630 being back. What else can I say?
Are we back now? Or are we...
Well...
Are we about to go and break your tour again?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to go on a really long tour. Let's see how many we can get recorded before I go on tour.
I don't think I have time.
Yeah. All right, everyone. What am I going to say? Speak to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hopefully there'll be another of these before Christmas, maybe even two. All the best to you all. Bye.